All right, let's call this meeting to order. This would be the August 7th meeting of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education. I'd like to welcome everyone here this evening. I invite you to stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic where it stands, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. That's hard to do. Mr. Ilk, would you read the district mission statement, please?
I'd love to. The mission of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. The mission of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is to empower all learners to positively shape their futures.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Truster, would you call the roll?
Mr. Anderson?
Present.
Mr. Castamore?
Present.
Ms. Hull?
Present.
Mr. Holt?
Here.
Mr. Ilk?
Here.
Mr. Kelly?
Present.
Mr. Navarre?
Here.
Mrs. Vadla?
Present.
Mr. Arness?
Here.
You have before you a proposed agenda for this evening. I'll call your attention to item 10E, which has been revised since the original agenda, and supporting documents are available on the back table as well as electronically. Are there any additions, corrections, deletions from the agenda? We need a motion. No, you can't talk.
I'd move to approve the agenda as amended.
I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Vadla. Discussion? Ms. Truster, call the roll, please. Or open the voting, or whatever it is that we're going to do. We'll see if this works from a long ways away.
Voting is open.
Mr. Holt?
I think I just said it.
Everyone's voted.
Anyone wish to change their vote? Please tally the vote. Nicely done, everyone, remote. You have before you the minutes from the last meeting. Are there any additions, corrections, deletions to those minutes? I'm going to need a motion here.
I'd move to approve the minutes of the July 10th meeting.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Ilk. Discussion? Mrs. Truster, would you open the vote, please?
Give me just a second. And I'm sorry, I missed who the second was.
You which?
I missed the second was Mr. Ilk. Thank you.
Mr. Ilk, yes.
Okay, voting's open. Everyone's voted.
Anyone wish to change their vote? Tally the vote, please.
Okay.
Motion is approved. Thank you. Awards and presentations, we have none this evening. School reports, we have none this evening. Public presentations or comments, this would be items not on our agenda this evening, please. This is an opportunity to talk about anything you'd like, as long as it's not on our agenda. Seeing no one. Hearing of delegations, we have some guests this evening who I will allow to pronounce their own organization name. This would be the Youth Suicide Prevention Program from the Kenaitse, I believe, Indian tribe.
Thank you. It's Yene Huleltani.
I'm Audrey Gifford. I'm the project coordinator for the Youth Suicide Prevention Program at the tribe. And I have with me Shara Berg, who's our project evaluator, and our councilwoman Bernadine Atchison is here as well. So I'm just going to kind of give you a little snapshot of our program and let you know what we're doing in the community. So the tribe was awarded a Native Connections grant, and we were awarded $1 million over the next 5 years, and we're building for sustainability because we want this to continue. And we're targeting Alaska Native American Indian youth ages 24 and younger. And just kind of a data snapshot of what's going on in Alaska right now, we're at a 20-year high for suicide rates. It's a leading cause of death for all Alaskans ages 10 to 34. And from the Youth Risk and Behavioral Survey that you guys put out every year, or the district puts out, it showed that almost half of Alaska Native teens reported feeling sad or hopeless every day for 2 weeks or longer. And that's really concerning because we know that's one of the markers for a major depressive episode. And then the survey also found that almost a quarter of Alaska Native teens had seriously considered suicide in the past year. So this isn't, you know, maybe they had thought about it. This is they seriously considered it, which is really alarming to us. And then we were able to gather a little bit of information from the hospital. And from January to September of last year, they had 41 ER admissions due to suicidal ideation and or attempt. And 11 of those admissions were ages 10 to 24. So our program goals are pretty lengthy, so I won't go over all of them. But we're focusing on increasing knowledge, improving communication and collaboration, decreasing stigma and increasing literacy, and promoting connectedness within our community. So some of the initial steps we did was we formed an advisory committee. So we got 12 community members together, and we have all kinds of various people. We have pastors. We have elders. We have some representatives. We have a teacher. We have a guidance counselor from the alternative school. We have a parent who's a survivor. Their child had completed suicide. So we have a really diverse group of people that's helping kind of guide our program. And so we went around and we did a community readiness assessment. So we went around to various people throughout the community and kind of, like, asked them questions. It was 30 questions put out by SAMHSA. And so we examined existing efforts, community knowledge, leadership, just kind of trying to figure out where our community's at. Are we ready to start addressing suicide? And so the results that we got back was generally everyone was kind of in agreement on pre-planning. However, leadership and community climate were vague awareness. So one of the things that we do is we go around and we do outreach. And so that's why we're here today, because we want you guys to be on the same page as us. And some of the events we've hosted, we did Nenshi Eshla, which is we did this in February. It was kind of just getting people out of their houses and gathering together and promoting community. So we had a fire pit and drumming. We partnered with the Alaska State Troopers and did a gun lock giveaway. We know that guns are the leading means of suicide. We did Winter Bear, which was a play with traditional Athabascan imagery and stories woven in it, and it's a suicide awareness play. And then we really, really promote culture and connectedness as protective factors. So we do a youth hike every Friday. We go out into usually Cooper Landing, like some of the traditional areas that we used, and we'll talk about plants, and we get them outside hiking, and we talk about our traditional Dena'ina uses for the land. We do classes where we partner the elders and the youth together, and they learn how to do traditional salmon smoking with the strips. And so some events that we have coming up, we're continuing our youth hiking club only for 2 more weeks until school starts. And then we're doing a huge Out of the Darkness walk. This is going to be September 10th on World Suicide Awareness Day. And that's down at our beach site off Cannery Road. And so we really encourage you guys to all come down to that. It's probably going to be the biggest event we do all year. And then we're doing continued outreach. We're presenting, we presented at Kenai City Council. We did public health. We've done the local libraries, the statewide council on suicide prevention. And then on Wednesday, we're doing Soldotna City Council. Oh, and we're also doing a postvention plan. So in the unfortunate event that a suicide does take place in our community, we really want the tribe to be there to kind of wrap around that family and be able to support them and guide them through it. And so what can you guys do? So you can attend our Out of the Darkness walk and show that leadership in our community really supports this issue. And then you can also attend a Safe Talk class. And Shara's going to pass out some information on that, as well as a survey, because we're doing a national evaluation on our program. So we evaluate everything we do. So the Safe Talk is a free 4-hour training we provided at the Wellness Clinic, or you can even have the trainers come to you. And it kind of works to prepare people to talk to somebody that might be experiencing thoughts of suicide. And then some local resources that you can direct people to are Alaska Care Line, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, and, of course, the hospital or the police department, or you can call our tribe. And that's all we have. Thank you, guys.
Questions? Penny.
Yes. Did you say this Out of the Darkness was September 10th?
Yes, September 10th.
Thank you. I appreciate all the efforts that you guys and the work you put into this.
Thank you.
This is very informative.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Navarre. Hold on, Lynn.
I just want to say I know you. I'm on your email list, and I am going to make one of your meetings here hopefully shortly. Summer's just been a little busy.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
But I wanted to thank you too for, you were at the City of Kenai, mm-hmm. but it's a great program that we shouldn't ignore, that we have that in our community. So thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Ms. Hull?
I just wanted to mention how much the Seward community appreciated the Winter Bear performance.
Oh,
when it came to Seward, and would encourage anyone to go see that play. And I'll look into the Face Talk training.
Good. Thank you.
See if I can do that sometime when I'm over in Sabatna. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
Mr. Elk.
Thank you for your presentation. This is a very important subject, of course. I'm curious if the tribe has reached out and connected with, Project Grad or some other students in the other entities with the school district.
Actually, we haven't reached out to Project Grad yet, but we had a really great partnership with the Title VI program. So we got to go spend a couple hours with them this summer, and that was amazing. We were really, really grateful for that program.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it was great.
Thanks.
Anyone else? Thank you very much
for
coming out tonight. These surveys that were handed out, if you would please, maybe it looks like it's a very easy one to take. Maybe take 5 minutes at the end of the meeting and give them to Debbie before we leave so they can get their documentation. Thank you very much for coming.
Joe,
yes? Pardon me?
Can that be sent to me
and
Bill?
Oh, I don't know if she's got it electronically. She can send it to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Communications and petitions, Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. Just wanted to draw your attention to a couple of items in the information packet. We have our annual report in there. It's a about 8 pages folded up. It's condensed. It looks great. I wanted to thank Peggy for that. We're planning on, right before school starts here in the next couple of weeks, we'll have our in-depth version online. So the thing that you see there is what's going to be handed out to schools and all that. And I'm not sure if we were trying to get some copies for you tonight to be able to have. And if you don't, we'll get them to you as soon as possible, those printed copies. Some important dates that are coming up for you. I want to invite you to the opening administrator meetings. That's this week, Wednesday and Thursday, out at Skyview, starting at 8:30. New teacher orientation. We did meet the special ed teachers, but we're going to have 60-plus new teachers on August 11th with their new teacher orientation. And that will be, again, also at Skyview. August 15th is the first day back for almost all of our teachers. We do have a few starting earlier at the Russian schools. And then the first day of school is August 22nd, and hopefully you'll be able to get out and about for that, and along with the district-wide in-service where you can see some of us giving a recorded address. And one other thing I wanted to draw your attention to, September 5th, that is our first update to the Borough Assembly. So if you're available to come and watch that on September 5th, that would be great. That's all I have.
Questions for Mr. Dusick? Representatives selected by the following: advisory committee, site councils, and or authorized student support organizations, KPAA, KPEA, KPESA, or the Borough Assembly.
Good evening. I'm a little sore. I've been clearing trees and things up in my woods. But it's been a good summer. It's good to be here. Thank you for your service. Beautiful evening like tonight. Not a whole lot going. Looking forward to being the new teacher training. We provide lunch for that. Look, ready to get back to work. So thank you. Excited for a new year.
Thank you, David. Anyone else in any of those categories? Seeing no one, Superintendent's report, Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. Currently, from our current student perspective, we have already started school, basically, with the fall activities. Those have all started. Everything is in full swing. We'll have a full slate of football games on Saturday, and then also cross-country running will be happening. So we have lots of things happening out there with our students already. Former students, just wanted to congratulate Jackson Blackwell, Ronnie Meehan, and Brian Dusick for their summer internship with Senator Murkowski. I heard that it was quite the experience this summer. Heard that every day for a while there. Anyway, it was. I know that those kids all enjoyed their time there with the center. I appreciate that she does that. I know that Senator Sullivan also does that with students around the state, and I'm hopeful that we will continue to have our kids involved in that every year. From the staff point of view, the personalized learning district level council has met and has been working on our personalized learning initiative program that we're trying to put in place. And then, as I said, over 60 teachers will be at Skyview on August 11th for our onboarding. Quick update, I am a part of the Educator Excellence Committee for the Alaska Challenge, and there's been some subcommittee work. I know that Ms. Vodla and Mr. Navarro are also on committees representing our district, and we will be later this week. I believe all of us are having large group committee meetings that go over the work that's coming forward. There are some really excellent ideas coming out of this, and then there's also some that, you know, we need to talk and really stay in tune with. And I'm certain that at some point this board will, I will probably ask them to weigh in on the results of those committees and what they're bringing forward and what we would support. Again, from a district perspective, this is a amazing time of year. Everybody is incredibly excited, optimistic, and we're really gearing up. This is a huge endeavor, as you know, opening a school district this size with this many schools, but we're right on track, and things are progressing. I'm pleased I sent you some information about our projects that were out there, and most of them look like they're wrapping up very nicely. You'll be ready on time. That is typical, where sometimes you're wondering, are they really going to have this place ready to go? And they do every time. And so good work with the contractors and the borough and our, of course, our custodians as well at the schools. I was, over this past few weeks, I was able to mention this to you, go to the Seward Chamber, listen to Curtis Thayer. He's the executive director. We're going to have more conversations with all of our chambers. I'm currently scheduling presentations with all of them. And if any of you are interested when I'm going to be there, I'll let you know. And then you can come listen to what I have to say, and I'm sure you'll get a chance to say some things, too, to the chambers. The Young Americans Project, I got the school contacts lined up, and we'll have a district point of contact by the end of the month. That's coming along very nicely. That'll be happening the last 2 weeks of March, and all schools are very excited about participating. I'm looking forward to a great show. Just got back from the summer superintendent meeting. The state puts that on. We talked a lot about ESSA, which they are now done with their second draft of the plan, the state plan, probably moving forward with the final draft here by mid-September. That's when it's due to the feds. And talked a lot about personalized learning. That's a statewide focus. And then also the education challenge. Did attend the custodians meeting last week, welcome them all back, and I'm really pleased with their professionalism. You know, I know there's going to be a little bit less staff out there, but they're willing to roll up their sleeves and get to work, and that's fantastic, and they were all very positive. Appreciate that. And then, as I said, next week the teachers will be back. But I won't be here. I'm going to be helping my son move into his dorm room. And so Mr. O'Brien will be the acting superintendent during that week. So wanted to let you know. Thank you very much.
Questions for Mr. Dusick? That's pretty neat.
Lynn?
Go ahead, Lynn.
I just wanted to say I loved it when I opened up the Anchorage Daily News. I lost what the special, whatever it's called now. Page to read online, and there was Sean right behind Senator Murkowski in the middle of all that health care debate.
You meant Brian.
Not Brian, not Sean. Sorry.
Yeah, that this would have been an interesting summer to be her shadow.
Yeah,
it was. I'm sure. Quarterly budget transfer report, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, as you're aware, per board policy, for operation purposes, the superintendent is given the discretion each quarter to make transfers under $50,000 as long as we, on a quarterly basis, bring those back, report them to the board. And so what you have before you is the fourth quarter transfers where the buildings internal in their own budgets made changes that they needed to make. And then you see a lot of the transfers are monies that were budgeted on a total district-wide basis, and then at the end of the year are distributed out to the buildings per student counts and where the needs were in those things. And so that's, when you're looking at the fourth quarter, there's, you know, quite a few there, but they're all to spend money on students where it needs to be spent.
Questions regarding the quarterly budget transfer report? Thank you, sir. Board reports. Moments, Mr. Elkin.
wanted to report that down in the Southern Peninsula in the Homer area, a group of different entities formed a coalition called the K-Bay Youth and Activity Coalition, and it's the effort to combine information, resources, scheduling for parents and obviously children for after-school activities. There are continuing concerns with the time changes that is inevitably going to happen. So this was an effort by multiple people to try and bring all the information together, and we're really appreciative that Mr. Jones will be coming down to Homer tomorrow to talk about the parameters for busing, specifically after school. And so I think this coalition is going to be very beneficial for the families and adjusting with the new time changes and bus scheduling. But I felt I had my school board hat on for that as well, in addition to other things that I do down there. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Ms. Vodler.
I'm trying to make this pretty short. I attended the board of directors meeting in Cordova the weekend of July 21st, and it was a really amazing meeting. We went over the resolutions and wrote a few new resolutions to take to AASB for the conference in the fall, and we worked on policy and on actually many other ideas centered around schooling. So, and I'll probably leave it at that so I can save my voice. I also wanted to talk about Governor Walker's education excellence charge, and I'm on the Student Learning Committee, and we had our meeting last week, so and it was really a really good meeting, and again, like all the meetings and all the committees, it's made up of a combination of a variety of people, so we have student and parents and people who have education backgrounds and senators and so forth. And legislators, and I'm really empowered by the goals that we chose about the outcomes of student success, about what will students be able to do and how will we take them there so that they can successfully do that. And then we're going to align it, with accountability and assessments, but have it not necessarily be driven by the assessments we've done in the past. And our goal was to maintain a student-centeredness. I think I'll stop there. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny. Anyone else?
Doug?
Yes. Yes.
I did attend that Seward Chamber of Commerce meeting with Sean,
where the Alaska Chamber President Curtis Thayer spoke. And I had after Sean had to get back because of the traffic, I stayed and talked to Mr. Thayer and had an interesting conversation that I need to convey to Sean and you. Just about education and the resolution process with the chamber.
Okay. Anyone else? I don't know if this constitutes a committee report or a board report, but I'm going to do it now. Subsequent to our last meeting when we approved the letter to the assembly regarding the health care question, I went to the assembly meeting and presented, well, I went in the afternoon and listened to a work session regarding the hospital contract, and at the end of that work session, it wasn't an interactive work session, it was just a presentation basically by the legal department of the borough. But then at the end of it, the question was asked by an assemblyman of the mayor what his opinion was on the letter that we had sent and whether that was a good idea or a bad idea. And he made it very clear very quickly that, in his opinion, it was a very bad idea and nearly offensive that we would even suggest such a thing. So I returned to the assembly meeting that evening, probably not entirely wisely, but responded to some of the things that he had said, at which case he basically took my head off. So nothing came of that letter. There was some good conversation amongst the assembly members. And I think I would say to a person, people in the community are very supportive of the concept. But it got nowhere with the assembly. They went ahead and approved the 10-year contract with no such information in it. I did have the opportunity to talk with the mayor later, and he said that he is in conversations with the hospital about potentially doing something different, quote unquote, in the way that we pay for health care at the hospital, as well as the assembly, or as well as the borough. So I don't consider the issue to be dead, but the direct question of whether or not the assembly would choose to negotiate something into that contract has been answered, and they did not. Committee reports. Ms. Bidla?
I attended the recognition committee, and during the recognition committee, we discussed the membership of the recognition committee, and we're looking at that and changing the membership. Ms. Erkineff is going to review and revise the rubric, and she's working on that currently, and that's basically what we talked about in that committee. In the school board handbook committee, I chair that, and we are having an August 25th meeting, and it will be at 10 o'clock in Seward. Anybody who'd like to attend, it'll be at the elementary, I believe the elementary school. Is that correct, Mr. Dusick?
Possibly, if the room's available.
If the room's available, okay. We have asked the school board members to take a quick look at the categories to make sure that they're happy with the categories we've chosen, if they'd like any deleted or added. And well, there were many other pieces of information, but I'm going to stop there. I also attended the information committee meeting, and at that meeting, we'll have an interim meeting on August 24th. It will be about a two-hour meeting. September 11th, we'll have an informational meeting at the school board meeting. We also discussed the fly-ins and the fall AASB conference. And really, well, it's not most importantly, but we discussed communication and we discussed the annual report. And you've already been given that information by Mr. Dusick. And like he said, there's a printed version that's short and very compact and full of many pieces of information, but there'll be an expanded online version, and those will be out prior to school. Our key communicator meeting is on September 19th, and it will be from 10 to 2, and we have our key communicator RSVPs going out. And last week, and if you would like to get to speak with Peggy Erkineff, if you'd like to know more about the key communicators, please give her a call through the school district, excuse me. Last week, Channel 2 was here, and they were taking videos, live videos of the school, and they're going to present it on Channel 2. And then, and that's the last thing. Thank you. Sorry.
Thank you, Ms. Vama. Any other committee reports? Mr. Castmore.
The policy committee met this afternoon. We discussed several items. We discussed a change to policies regarding student lunches, which I think we'll see back in front of the board, hopefully, the next meeting. We discussed an item related to the budget. And finally, we spent some more time talking about room use. So.
Okay. Mr. Kelly.
The Finance Committee met today and discussed revising the committee charge and changing board policy to combine the budget and the Finance Committees. We had an initial information review of school district general fund revenue and expenditures and a maintenance fund review. We set an interim meeting for August 24th, 10 a.m. to noon.
Okay. Anyone else? Board work session report. This afternoon, we had work sessions on board policy, six-year plan, Kaleidoscope School Charter Revision, Kenai Peninsula Borough Budget, the borough portion of the budget, and board goal activities. All of those work sessions were attended by all members currently present. All right, we have... Go ahead, Ms. Holm.
Those calling in, right?
Pardon me?
Including those calling in.
Including those calling in, yes. You're present, so... all right, we have item 10A, approval of consent agenda. This evening, the consent agenda consists of four items. All four of those items will be considered... at the same time, an opportunity for the public to speak relative to them will also be at the same time. Item 10B, board committee assignment. Item 10C, 2017-18 new teacher contracts. Item 10D, 2017-18 tentative non-tenure teacher contracts. And item 10E, resignations, and that would be the revised version I referred to earlier at agenda approval. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak to any of those four items? Seeing no one, I need a motion. Mr. Navar.
Yes, I move for the approval of 10, I guess, A through E, even though it's probably B through E.
B through E.
B through E.
Yeah. I'll second. Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Is there discussion on those items? Mr. Castamore.
I just wanted to point out that Item 10B, we are appointing a fourth member to the Finance Committee. The current charge says a limit of three, but I believe that we will be making a change to that charge in the near future, and as such, I think it's appropriate for us to appoint this member at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Castamore. Further discussion? Mrs. Fresser, would you open the vote, please, on the consent agenda?
Voting's open. Everyone's voted.
Everyone has?
Everyone's voted. Mm-hmm.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Seeing no one, go ahead and tally the vote. Motion is approved unanimously. Let's move on to item 11A, six-year plan. Mr. Dusick, do you want to introduce this item before we consider it? I mean, we talked about it in work session, but for the folks in the room. Mr. Jones?
Yeah, on an annual basis, the administration and the board look at a plan for capital improvements in each of the next 6 years in anticipation of what our needs are. We adjust the plan through time, and then we prioritize it. And so after much discussion, this will be the six-year plan that will be submitted to the Department of Education on behalf of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District for FY18.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to address the proposed six-year plan? Seeing no one, I need a motion. Mr. Navar.
Yes, I'd move for the approval of 11A, six-year plan.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Discussion? So it's the subject of a long work session this afternoon. Mrs. Trester, would you tally or call the roll, please?
Voting's open.
Open the vote.
Everyone's voted.
Anyone wish to change their vote? Seeing and hearing no one, go ahead and tally. motion is approved unanimously with not unanimously, 8-1 with Mr. Castamore voting no. Okay, motion is approved. Item 11B, Kaleidoscope Charter School Revision. Charter School Charter Revision. This document is on the back table. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, Mr. Anderson.
I'd like to move for the approval of action item 11B, Kaleidoscope Charter School Revision.
And I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Fadler, for the second. Is there a discussion? Again, another work session this afternoon. Ms. Dressler, would you open the vote, please?
Voting's open. Everyone's voted.
Anyone wish to change their vote? Seeing and hearing no one, tally vote, please. That motion is approved unanimously. We have no first reading of policy revisions this evening. Public presentations or comments. This is a moment for members of the public to comment on any topic they wish. Seeing no one, board comments. Mr. Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just glad to see the school year starting and appreciate all the work that not only fellow board members have put into it, but our administration and getting ready. I think we had some numbers given to us today as far as finances with the state and with the borough, and we're definitely going to have to work together as a group and be creative on how we can improve our revenue in the future. So thank you.
Ms. Vodla. Got to stay on your toes.
I know. I think I'll keep it brief. I'd like to thank the school district, all the people who are on the Governor's Education Challenge, and I'd also like to thank the legislators and the governor who came together and are helping us be better at what we do up here and provide for schools. And I'd also like to thank our Mayor Navarre, because he presented a really clear vision of our future, financial future. And so I appreciate that. I know he's not here, but I want him to know that. Thank you.
Mr. Ilg.
Thank you. I'd like to begin by thanking the Special Education Department for dinner tonight. That was fantastic. I also want to publicly welcome all the new teachers and support staff to the best school district in the state. That's a fact. I also want to use this time to thank I consider a young man, Nick Finley. Nick Finley was the boys' basketball coach in Nanilchik. He's leaving state. And he's done an incredible job in that community, not just as a coach, but as a person. And we're very fortunate beyond the teachers, staff, custodians, but people who do take the time to work with our students to create lifelong memories and skills that will change their lives forever. And Nick clearly was one of them, so I want to acknowledge him. And lastly, echoing what Marty was saying, finding a sustainable revenue source for education is paramount, and we need to talk about it every single meeting from here on out again, unfortunately. And we can't shortchange our children when it comes to their education experience. Thank you.
Mr. Navarre.
No, I'm excited about school starting, and I know it's a big responsibility, but I know it'll all go off. It was good meeting some of the new teachers. So that was great. Thanks for the little hamburger and that. Just want to invite everybody to Industry Days on August 26th at the Park Strip in Kenai there. Thank you.
Mr. Kelly.
It was nice to see on the six-year plan, first priority being Nanwalek School Portable. That school has some very unique challenges. They're over capacity. They really need some more space for their students. So it's good to see that we're doing our best to make that happen. I know that I want to thank Julie Sisko and her work on making that happen, because the challenges there are really tough. So wanted to thank Mayor Navarre for his presentation today, also his advocacy of always funding the schools and looking constantly for new revenue sources within the borough. Thanks.
Ms. Castamore.
No comment this evening. Thank you.
Ms. Hull.
I just wanted to thank Mayor Navarre, too, for his presentation on the borough's current revenue shortfalls and projections. It's very sobering, that plus the state financial situation. I wanted to thank Peggy and the district for the annual report. I'm looking forward to this new digital expanded version. The paper version is great. It'll be wonderful to have the expanded version. And I wanted to thank, again, Ms. Audrey Gifford for the youth suicide prevention program that's hit all our communities, and it's so important that we learn what we can do to help. And I also want to thank everyone for their patience over the next 3 months or so as I recover from my recent fall. Afraid I won't be out and about quite as much as usual for a while. Thank you.
Mr. Holt.
Yes, I have no comments tonight. Thank you.
Well, I think I will echo that, and I guess good luck, everybody, going back to school, and hopefully the next very busy couple of weeks will be productive and positive, and we don't discover that we've lost 25% of our student enrollment on the first day of school. We have no need for an executive session. Our work here being done, we are adjourned.